You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 219, My Homeschool Dream. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, how are you doing today? I am so excited to talk about this episode. I've had it ready to go, and I am so excited to share it with you. I want to talk to you all about my homeschool dream. Now, when I started homeschooling, I didn't have a big homeschool dream. I just felt the call to homeschool, right? And I just dove in and went for it and like just a lot of chaos, right? So the very, very beginning, like the dream was just like to keep going, right? And then it evolved and the dream started becoming to be able to connect with my kids at a really deep level. And as I did that, then that evolved and it was like, okay, I really want to be able to teach my children amazing skills to be successful adults. And that is where my program Levels of Liberty, where that was born. Then after I had George, I had another dream starting to grow. So we obviously have been homeschooling for years, right? And we have studied so many amazing places and learning about beautiful, wonderful people from all over the world. And a seed was planted that I wanted to start studying an area of the world and then take my kids there. So this has been a dream of mine for quite some time. And in 2020, this dream was about to come true. I found tickets to Amsterdam, airplane tickets to Amsterdam for $200. And my girls, they said, we'll each pay for our own ticket. I paid for my own ticket, right? And we're like, we are going and we're going to make this dream happen. So it wasn't all my kids, right? But I was like, I'll take any of my kids that I can start doing these things. We started studying Van Gogh, Corrie ten Booms, and all the things about the Netherlands. We were researching so many fun things. We were even learning Dutch. We were having so much fun. And then COVID hit and we were never able to go. The trip was canceled, but the dream did not die. Well, if you don't know this about me, it's going to make me sound super amazing. So I'm pretty sure there's old podcast episodes about it. But the quick highlight is I do not do Christmas presents. I don't love it. And years ago, geez, how many years ago? I'm trying to think. Is this 10, 11 years ago? I can't remember. We got rid of Christmas presents and we started doing Christmas trips instead. And we've done some pretty amazing ones and we've done some super simple ones. Some years, one year, like we had nothing. We had a bathroom break and we happened to be remodeling something else. So we're putting our money into something intentionally and then a bathroom like broke. And so like we had to do that. And we're like, okay, Christmas this year, friends, is something super duper simple. There was no trip that year. But I just love that we don't do presents and it's been super fun. Well, this year, I have yet to do anything. And where are we? We're in what, July, August? And we still have not done a Christmas trip. And on Christmas Day, what we decided to do, like we did have something that day and we thought like, hey, this will be really fun this year. Like, let's do a family activity each month and something that maybe we wouldn't do regularly and just something fun, like connecting as a family and just having it be these small little things all year long. Right. And so we're like, okay, that sounds fun. The kids were like, actually, that's a pretty fun idea. And then the implementation about it just was not happening. My husband travels quite a bit and his schedule is pretty sporadic. So he says fun things like, hey, babe, next week I could be in Ghana. And then it's like tomorrow he has a trip booked. So like his schedule is really all over the place. And so he's a little tricky to schedule things with. Plus I have a lot of adult children and my teenagers. And so they're always doing things. So to all my children's ever-loving credit, not one of them have complained that we didn't do anything for Christmas this year. Well, as I was thinking about this, like we really didn't do anything. Maybe we should do something. I thought like, why don't we hurry and throw a trip in? Because our second son will be home from his mission in the middle of August. And then our daughter will start her mission at the end of August. It was supposed to be in September, but they bumped it up. But so I said, why don't we do it then within those 2 little weeks? And so we did. We are, like, I bought the tickets and we are headed to Hawaii in August. And I am so excited. It gives us a couple weeks to just spend time together as a family. Just FYI, if you live in Utah, I do have a subscription from Flights From Home and found a killer deal from flights from Salt Lake City to Kauai is where we are going. So excited about this. I'm going to be 100% honest. It has not been easy on my mother heart this year with my babies coming and going so much. And so my husband knew that this was really important to me. We figured it out. We're going. So anyways, it was shortly after I booked these tickets that I was listening to my friend Carrie Marshall, who was talking about Dream Wild on her podcast, Drive Your Thoughts. And it got me all excited about my dream again. And I started wondering, oh, how can I make this dream happen, right? Like, what do I need to be doing to proactively make sure my dream is happening? And then I remembered, hey, I'm taking my whole family to Hawaii in August. Like, I can make my dream happen now. So I started researching books about Hawaii, and we have been studying all about Hawaii this summer, and I love it. We have read about the history of Hawaii. We have listened to music from Hawaii. I bought 3 picture books. I knew I could go overboard, and we do a lighter summer schedule. So I made myself only buy 3 books, and I just did 3 picture books so that I didn't have anything like really too meaty or too intense for our summer schedule. And please forgive me if I pronounce these beautiful Polynesian names incorrectly. Once again, languages is not my gift. Being silly is, apparently. But anyway, so just know I am trying my best with pronunciation. But the 3 books I bought, the first one is A is for Aloha, A Hawaii Alphabet by Yu'ilani Goldsberry and Tammy Yi. And I like that one. I like the illustrations, the pictures, and my kids have sat and looked through it quite a bit. And so that's kind of fun. I just said we've been reading them in school, and then I've also been setting these books just out. The next one is, and I pronounced it Punia. I believe that in Hawaii that you pronounce in Hawaiian language, you pronounce all the vowels. And so I do my best. So I set up Punia. So hopefully that's correct. And The King of Sharks, a Hawaiian folktale adapted by Lee Ward Law. And so this was fun. Georgie and I were reading this just the other day. And those of you on YouTube, here's a picture of the book. Again, fun illustrations about a little trickster boy and what he is doing with the king of sharks and trying to get into the cave of lobsters to feed his mom. So that one was super cute. And then the last one I booked was, once again, please forgive me, Pele, I don't know, and The Rivers of Fire, adapted and illustrated by Michael Nordenstrom. So once again, another folktale, another legend about volcanoes, about the islands, all those types of things, and fun illustrations. So we started reading these things. Some other fun things we've done is we have watched Moana. I love Moana, and I don't love movies. And so, but Moana is one of my absolute favorites, and I love the music. And I get choked up. We'll listen to the soundtrack and the one where she's singing about her ancestors and just like, I had the courage of the ancestors with me to do this great, difficult task. Like, that gets me every time. I love Moana. So I was super excited about them. We've been watching other various videos on YouTube and whatnot. And so just like having a ton of fun learning about Hawaii and making it part of our homeschool. Friends, I am making my homeschool dream come true this summer. And I am so excited. So as I was thinking about this episode, I didn't want it just about me and what I'm doing, although I am super excited to share that with you. But I want to ask you, do you know what your homeschool dream is? And I don't care if your dream is so humongous and so big or teeny tiny. Like, I just want to stay calm today. My dream is that I stay calm in my homeschool. My dream is that we do a read aloud with nobody screaming, right? Like, I don't care if it's that or if we want to go live in a country every other month, like every month we move to a different country or whatever it is. What about the homeschool dream of living in an RV and traveling across the United States, right? Like, whatever it is, do you know what your homeschool dream is? It's so exciting to have a dream and to start thinking about it and getting excited about it. Obviously, excitement is one of my favorite emotions, right? But just like having something to go after instead of like every day we go through the same monotony of school. And every time we do this, like, what is your dream? What helps your homeschool to come to life? What makes it fun? What makes it have a spark, right? So I would love for you to start taking some time, especially as we're about to start our new school year, of what is your homeschool dream? Then the second question, how could I create this? So because this is our Christmas trip, my husband and I are actually footing the bill for this one. But before I had bought tickets for Hawaii, I had talked to my kids about saving up for an airplane ticket so that we could travel more and figuring out a way to do this. How did I get my kids on board to save up for an airplane ticket? Well, years ago, I bought a cork board with the world on it. I think it was just from Pinterest. Actually, no. Amazon. I think it was just from Amazon, and I bought colored pins. We all have our own different pins, and I hung it up in a place where we could all see. And you get a pin in for the places you have been. Now, if most of the family has been there, we just put in a white pin too for all of us. But then everybody has their own individual color. So it has been so fun to see. So my second son, before he left on his mission, he got to travel Europe with his band. So he has pins, I want to say, in the UK, Spain, Croatia, Italy, like all the fun places that he got to go. My daughter, who is leaving on her mission soon, she has had pins in Thailand and Singapore. And then she felt like she got one for Puerto Rico, in addition to our family being there because she lived there for so long. So she has her own pin in Puerto Rico. My husband, he travels often. He has pins throughout Africa, Europe, South America, and obviously all through North America, places that the rest of us haven't gone. It has just been so fun of just having that map up. Then around the map, I have printed not all of them, not all the trips, but there are several canvas prints of some of the trips we've been to. And some of them are just from Utah, like the Delica Arch. If you're familiar with that, that's like a Utah landmark, right? It's in Moab, Utah. We have the Delica Arch with the kids standing under it is one of the pictures up there. We also have the picture of the Eiffel Tower. My husband and I went to Paris. We have pictures of the Redwoods. That was a dreamy trip of Northern California. Loved it. One of my favorites is a trip we did right before my oldest started his mission. And I had all seven of my babies at the beach in Puerto Rico. And that's one of my favorites. So just different pictures like that. So like travel has been on my mind for a while, and something that I have been really intentional with trying to get my kids excited about it as well. So I've hung this map up, and it's been funny. Like even Georgie has no pins on his own. Obviously he's six, right? So even Josh and Tess, they went to Guatemala last summer on a humanitarian trip. So they have their own pins in Central America. And so everybody has their own pin somewhere except George. And he's like, oh, I'm dying to somebody take me somewhere by myself so I can get pins. And I had one of my kids like, I can't wait. I'm going to be putting so many pins in this board, right? And so just getting that excitement and that inspiration of trying to create their pins and having the pictures there. And then on top of that, of school, I love really getting to know a country or a place, just like we are doing about with Hawaii, right? Getting to know, I love to know the history behind the place, the modern day stuff, stories of people who have lived there, right? Listening to music there, trying food from those places, and just start falling in love with these places. My kids are dying to see Norway just from different things that we have studied within Norway. And a lot of it actually is that the Dalauris have Norwegian folktales. And like that got my kids so excited, and the fjords and just different things like that. They're like, one day we are going to go see that. So just different things like that to get them excited and almost like a little bit of making our dreams meet, because I would like to include them in my dream. And that's how like they are now saving up for a plane ticket for us to travel somewhere else so that we can continue to keep this going and start traveling and having this be a bigger part of our homeschool. I hope that this trip to Hawaii is just the beginning of my dream, and that more traveling is about to take place and to have it be a bigger part of our homeschool. So friend, do you know what your homeschool dream is? And what are you going to do to make it happen? Like my friend Carrie says, dream wild and go get it. Love you so much. Talk to you next week. Hey, friend, if you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.